Marriage is not a convenience store. March 26, 2014. What do an all-inclusive resort, a mobile device, a phone company, and marriage all have in common? We have come to expect the same thing from all of them. One-stop, all-in-one convenience. Last August, my wife and I attended a conference in Honolulu. The hotel had 3 restaurants, 2 bars, 6 gift shops, a convenience store, a business center, 2 pools, and beach access. You could fly to Hawaii and have a perfect vacation without ever leaving your hotel. All-inclusive convenience. As consumers, we've come to expect this. An iPhone is a one-stop shop in our pockets. Phone, email, text, iPod, maps, news, personal calendar, family calendar, ebook readers, to-do lists, weather forecasts, Netflix and YouTube, and the list goes on and on. All-in-one convenience. As consumers, we have been trained to feel entitled to this. In Chicago, AT&T bundles home phone, mobile phone, internet, and cable service. They recently added home security. I wonder when they'll add babysitting to the bundle. I bet they're beta testing it right now. As consumers, we've been sold a lucrative lie called convenience, and it has infiltrated every aspect of our lives, including marriage. Why marriage is ripping. In the last several decades, we have come to expect our marriages to serve an endless list of functions for us. We want our marriages to be the place we find romance and friendship and community and entertainment and security and self-esteem and direction and purpose and meaning. Marriage has become life's ultimate convenience store, an existential one-stop shop expected to meet all of our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual needs. A lot of people say a lot of things about the future of marriage. This is what I say. The biggest threat to marriage is the idealized, consumer-oriented, convenience store mentality we now bring to our wedding day. Because when we act like we're marrying a Walgreens instead of a person, marriage becomes an end unto itself. It becomes our one focus, our one purpose, and our one source of satisfaction. Our lives shrink as the expectations of our partner expand. It's no wonder we end up dissatisfied or divorced. No one person can bear the weight of so many needs. Many of us have put all of our existential eggs in the marriage basket, and the basket is ripping beneath the strain of it. So then we compound the problem by spending all of our time trying to stitch the marriage back together, hoping it will hold all of our hopes and expectations again. Maybe, instead, we need to spend some of our time finding other baskets. Marriage is not an all-inclusive hotel. I don't even like the sound of that last sentence. It sounds like I'm recommending infidelity or lukewarm love or questionable commitment, but I'm not. I'm suggesting we will become more loving and more committed when we quit making marriage the only place we find purpose and meaning. Last August, we were with friends in Honolulu, and one of them got angry about the all-inclusive hotel and its plethora of services. He said it was the hotel's way of tricking people into spending all of their time and money there, discouraging guests from going out into the city and seeing the beautiful island. He insisted on spending most of his time outside of the hotel, discovering new things. Then, after a day of exploring, he would return to the hotel to rest and recover. That's how marriage is supposed to work. It's not supposed to be the one place we experience satisfaction in life. It's supposed to be the place we return to, the safe place to recover, after we have ventured out into the world to explore, discover, to live. Marriage is the hub of a resistance. Marriage is not an existential convenience store or an all-inclusive bundle of emotional services. Marriage is supposed to be the hub of a resistance. It's the home base for a resistance against a world riddled with shame, meaninglessness, loneliness and disconnection, despair and darkness. Like any resistance, the battle is not fought in its headquarters. Rather, the battle is fought out in the world, and our marriages are the place we return to after the fight. The place we return to celebrate our victories, to mourn our losses, to lick our wounds, to regain our strength, and to be sent back out into the world again. We will not find purpose and meaning in a marriage. Rather, purpose and meaning are found in the countless ways we engage with a lonely world, feed a hungry world, and redeem a broken world. When we find our purpose in this way, our marriages become a celebration, a place of rejoicing and encouragement and support. Two people living with that kind of purpose become a light no darkness can withstand. Last night, in the midst of a family cleaning night, I heard my daughter in her room cleaning up and making up a silly song of her own. By myself, this is too hard, but together, we can do it. Together, we can do anything. Yep, marriage isn't everything, but from within it, maybe, just maybe, we can do anything.